I'm just going to read a few verses in closing here. I had been teaching out of the book of Ephesians, and if you'll turn to the book of Ephesians, I'm not going to make a lot of statements. I just want to read a scripture here. I want to start reading in chapter 1, verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. It's interesting when we talk about an inheritance. Because Tuesday evening, when the family was all together, I had been appointed by Irvin and Ella to be the one responsible to read the will to the family. So Tuesday evening, when the family was all together, I got out the will, and I read the will. And the will expressed the final wishes and desires of the deceased. That's what a will does. And it's interesting that Dad had a little bit of money left over that is going to be divided among the six children. And that money that the children receive from their parents is called an inheritance. Now, when we think about an inheritance here, in verse 11 it says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. And the reason that none of you others, there's not one of you other than Elsie and Esther that are here today, that have a right to the inheritance of Irvin and Ella Mullett. Why? You're not children. You're not children. You were not born in the family of Irvin and Ella Mullett. That's why you have no right to it. You have, none of you have a right to come over and say, Esther, I deserve your part of the inheritance. None of their children have the right to come to Esther and say, Mom, that's mine. That's mine. None of us have the right to do that. And when we talk about an inheritance, that simply means that we have to be a son or a daughter. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? And how did we become a son and a daughter of the Heavenly Father? Tell me how that occurred.
Through adoption.
It occurred through adoption. And we have people that attend this church that are biologically not living with their, they're living, the parents that they have are not their biological parents. But they were adopted into a family, making them equal to a biological son or daughter. And it's interesting when we think about the inheritance that is reserved for the sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. I want to tell you, this really became reality for me this weekend. You know, I'm just thinking, it's exclusively two people named in that will that have a right to that inheritance, and that's Elsie and Esther. So what I'm saying, that if you are here today and are not a son and daughter of the Heavenly Father, you have no right to the Father's inheritance. That's pretty simple, isn't it? It's pretty simple, isn't it? Because of time, I just want to jump down to verse 13 and 14. These are beautiful verses. And this is one, verse 13 is one of those verses that you can gain a lot of knowledge about by reading other scriptures. If you go back to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now, let's compare that verse. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And let's compare that to verse 13, where it says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." So do you see the sequence? Look at the sequence here. The word of truth was presented. The word of truth was presented. And the word that's used here in this verse is they trusted in that word of truth. They trusted that to actually be truth. Think about it. They trusted that word to actually be truth. And because they believed it to be truth, it did something. They believed it. They believed it. And because they believed it, and remember, believing is an action word. It's a verb. Remember, believing is something you do. Believing means that I hear and then I have to respond. And that response that I give is believing. In other words, I accept it as truth. And the way that we know that something's accepted as truth is by the action that it brings. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And that's why the scriptures in Romans chapter 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe, accept as truth, accept as truth in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. So, believing is an action word, and it's something that we do. We accept something as truth or fact. And then here it says that because we believed, we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now, when you go into that word sealed, this is a very, very interesting word, because if you remember the account of Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel was put down into the den, and there was a stone that was rolled over the entrance, and there was a seal that was put on that stone. And that seal was the king's seal. And that seal made, it had an authority that carried, that went along with that seal, that nobody was allowed to come up there in an unauthorized way and move that stone, do with it whatever they wanted. It provided, that seal had the connotation that the king is the one that has the authority over this stone in regard to being it moved or not. See, that stone was moved later, because in the morning the king went back and had the stone moved back, and the king talks down there to Daniel. But it was because he had the authority to do that. And when the scriptures talk about the like it says here, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And what's better is not that we were just sealed as a sign of ownership. It goes right on in the next verse, and it says another word about the Holy Spirit. It says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption. In other words, Elsa and Esther have not yet received their inheritance. The check has not been written out to Elsie and to Esther. They have not, it's not written out. And you know, when you stop and think about the Holy Spirit setting his seal upon each of us, and that takes place when we become born again. See, there's a point in our life that we did not believe, and then when we believed, that believing then resulted in salvation. That believing resulted in salvation. At that point, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. And it's what's interesting is at that point is when the Holy Spirit, when we became alive unto God. And that's another phrase that is a beautiful phrase used over and over in Paul's writings. In fact, if you go to chapter 2 of Ephesians, you'll see it coming up there. And you have the quickened, in other words, made alive. And the Spirit of God moves into our heart, however that is, and makes us alive unto God. And that seal is what is how that's all ratified. The Holy Spirit of God comes into our inner being, and that Spirit is the seal of God upon our lives. And, you know, it uses the word earnest. Now, when I was in real estate, that was a word I used every transaction. I say every, I think every transaction. Because if Joe would have wanted to come to me and say, Delbert, I see you have a house for sale over here on 3rd Street. I'd like to go and look at it. So I take Joe over there, and we look at the house, and Joe says, yes, I want to buy this house. Now, how do I know if Joe's serious about buying that house or not? Joe says, you know what? I have $100,000 in my savings account. And Joe says, this house only costs $65. I'll pay cash. Am I supposed to take his word for it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not going to take Joe's word. I don't know that he has $100,000 in his savings account. I don't know that he can write out a check at that point. But what I will say, Joe, if you're serious about buying this house, you need to put down earnest money. And I would say, Joe, I need, right here on this purchase agreement, it says that I need 5% down or 10% down or whatever it is. So if the house is for $60,000, I'm going to say, Joe, you need to write me a check tonight for $6,000, and this is how I will present this purchase agreement to the seller. And I can tell the seller that Joe is serious about buying this house because he put $6,000 down, and the only way Joe can get that money back is if the seller rejects the offer. But until then, that money stays right with that purchase agreement. And Joe cannot come back and say, you know what, the seller says, yep, that's a good deal, I'll sign it. The purchase agreement gets signed. Joe cannot get the money back just because he changed his mind. That's how it works in real estate. But the point that I'm making is Joe showed his seriousness about purchasing that property on 3rd Street because he put down earnest money. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit, when we became born again, God gave of himself. Part of the personhood of God is right within us as the earnest money until the final salvation of our souls. Oh, isn't that simple? The Holy Spirit is that earnest, is that pledge. See, that's another word we use sometimes, is a pledge. It's that pledge that when I believe, I am made alive by the Father. And then the Father sends the Holy Spirit into my life as that pledge that you are going to be saved unto the end. And when you die, you will receive an inheritance. Amen. Oh, that's so beautiful, isn't it? This message fit right in with Dad's passing, didn't it? It's just beautiful how God does things. But that's the way it is. And you know, it's so interesting because sometimes we act as though we can earn this inheritance. We can't earn this inheritance. It's only by birth. It's only by adoption. The new birth. Brothers and sisters, I was enthused about this message. I bless the Father for this message. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And remember, promises in the Bible are always related to the truth of God. Always. Because God is truth. The promises are always accurate. It becomes very beautiful to understand that. That we can always depend on the accuracy of the Word of God. Because it is truth. It will, when the Word of God says there's an inheritance for the faithful, that's what it means. I just want to bless each of you. I was just encouraged by looking at this scripture. I got up early this morning and I was just enthused about these two verses here. You know, God again, people hear the Word of God, and because it's the truth, it's the Word of truth. When people believe the Word of truth, they become saved. And when we become saved, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit, which is the earnest money for our future inheritance. Oh, I was just overwhelmed. What are you thinking? Amen.
Phrase in there in verse 12 and verse 14 to the praise of his glory. You know, this whole thing is really that. His saving of my soul is for his glory. I need to recognize that. Yes, we benefit from that greatly, but it's to the praise of his glory. He gets glory from saving my soul.
Amen. I had notes on that verse. I just didn't talk about it, Dan. Thank you so much. Our lives here are strictly and solely for the praise of his glory. Nothing else. Strictly and solely for the praise of his glory. May God be honored. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Thank you, our Father. You're the Almighty God. We can't imagine your unlimited supply for this inheritance. It's absolutely unlimited. We bless you today, dear God. We honor you today. We worship you today. We're here to please you today by how we walk by faith in you. You're the Almighty God. You promised to care for us. Your promises are all truth. We bless you for your word of truth. The word that we can depend on in regard to eternity. Oh, Father, we bless you today. Thank you again for everyone that's here. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Is there a song someone would like to...